Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 6th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. The Exposure Notification API developed by Apple and Google is officially being put to use in the United States. Virginia has become the first U.S. state to offer a COVID-19 contact tracing app using the Apple and Google API. While the API has seen adoption in other countries, this is the first app to debut in the United States. The COVIDWISE app was developed by the Virginia Department of Health. As we've explained in the past, Apple only allows public health agencies to access the Exposure Notification API. This means that not anyone can simply build an app using the Apple API. And by using the Exposure Notification API, the COVIDWISE app uses Bluetooth to exchange random identifiers with nearby phones, and it subsequently checks against a list of identifiers from people who have reported a positive test. The Virginia Department of Health explains that if someone reports to the app that they tested positive, the signals from their app will search for other app users who shared that same signal. The Bluetooth low-energy signals are date-stamped, and the app estimates how close the two devices were based on signal strength. If the time frame was at least 15 minutes and the estimated distance was within 6 feet, then the other app user receives a notification of a possible exposure. Furthermore, the Virginia Department of Health emphasizes that widespread adoption of the app is important to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Privacy is also a tentpole of the app as well as the API, and no personal data or location data is used at all. As we've been tracking in our state-by-state guide, which is linked in the show notes below, adoption of the Exposure Notification API has been incredibly slow in the United States. The new COVIDWISE app marks the first app to debut based on the technology, and so far only 3 other states have publicly signed on to use the API. Those states are North Dakota, Alabama, and South Carolina. Google has said that 20 states are exploring building a COVID-19 app using the Exposure Notification API, so hopefully we'll see more apps debut soon. In other news, the beta testing process for macOS 11 Big Sur continues this week with the release of the 4th developer beta. Developers can update to the 4th beta of macOS Big Sur by heading to the System Preferences application, then looking for the Software Update option. The biggest change in macOS Big Sur Beta 4 is that users can now watch YouTube videos in Safari in 4K resolution. Having 4K videos on YouTube isn't exactly new to Mac users, but this is the first time that 4K videos can be accessed in Safari. In the past, you would have had to download Google Chrome or another compatible browser to watch 4K video on YouTube. The reason it was not possible to stream 4K content on YouTube using Safari is that Apple didn't support Google's VP9 codec. But this year, Apple has decided to add support for VP9 on iOS 14, tvOS 14, and finally macOS Big Sur. macOS 11 Big Sur should be released to public beta users sometime soon. Apple had originally said that the public beta would be released in July, but that ultimately never happened. iOS 14 and tvOS 14 were released to public beta users, but there's still no sign of macOS 11 Big Sur or watchOS 7. As of right now, Apple's Beta Software Program website still lists both of these betas as coming soon. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9to5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the #1 rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love. Drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans and not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. But 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can save 10% on all full-featured Direct Mail plans. Head over to directmailmac.com/9TO5 to see how Direct Mail can help your business grow. In addition to the new beta of macOS Big Sur, Apple has also released iOS 14 and iPadOS 14 Beta 4 to developers. This update brings a few notable changes to iPhone and iPad users. First off, iOS 14 initially lacked support for the Apple and Google Exposure Notification API for COVID-19 contact tracing. Thankfully, iOS 14 Beta 4 adds support for this feature, with the ability to have multiple apps and change the active app. The feature also now has a more prominent position in the Settings app and is accessible directly from the main Settings display. Ideally, this will make it easier for users to access the feature and know that it exists, and hopefully increase adoption. Another change is that 3D touch functionality is back for supported devices. iOS 14 Beta 3 did not have 3D touch capabilities, and while it seemed like a bug, some users were questioning whether Apple had dropped the functionality completely. But of course, if you're using an iPhone 11, this means nothing to you since your iPhone doesn't actually have the 3D Touch hardware. iOS 14 Beta 4 also brings new widgets for the TV app. Apple teased these new widgets at WWDC, but only now are they actually available. The new TV app widgets allow you to see your Up Next list from the TV app in three different sizes. You can tap on a show or movie to jump directly to that content in the TV app. Finally, iOS 14 Beta 4 also lays the groundwork for the spatial audio feature that will come to AirPods later this year. While the feature itself is still disabled, there's a new explainer video in Beta 4 that walks AirPods users through how spatial audio will work. Apple says that spatial audio is an immersive experience using directional audio filters to play sounds virtually anywhere in space. The feature will work by putting surround channels exactly in the right spot, even as you turn your head or move your device. So essentially, the goal is to replicate the immersive experience provided by traditional surround sound with AirPods. Apple has said that spatial audio is an iOS 14 feature, so we expect it to come soon, but again, as of right now, it's still disabled. The fourth public beta of iOS 14 and iPadOS 14 will likely be released as soon as today. The release of the fourth public beta will be very important because it presumably will also bring support for the COVID-19 Exposure Notification API. You can find our full breakdown of everything new in iOS 14 Beta 4 at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.